In the opening of Don Wink's novel Meadowlark, 16-year-old Grace is an excited young bride looking forward to a new life as she and her new husband Tom travel to his ranch in western South Dakota. But any images of an idyllic life together are shattered when Tom pulls her off the wagon, punches and kicks her, and leaves her to walk the rest of the way to their sod hut. Living with an abusive husband is just one of the challenges Grace faces. There's also the loneliness and isolation that challenged other homesteaders struggling to survive on an often harsh landscape. But helping her through these challenges are two other young women, May, a bold, plucky young doctor, and Daisy, a half Lakota widow. Grace is the name of Don Wink's great-grandmother, who also came to western South Dakota as a 16-year-old bride to a sod hut in western South Dakota. Her family still ranches there. Wink is an associate professor at Santa Fe Community College. She was one of the featured authors at last month's South Dakota Festival of Books, and her novel Meadowlark is one of this year's selections in the Dakota Midday Book Club, and she joins us on the line. And Don, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Hi, Carl. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, the opening of the book that I just mentioned is quite heartbreaking as we see this young woman confused by her husband's sudden and unexpected violence. And I'm wondering why you decided to open the book with this scene.
Yeah, when you read that, I thought, we are just going to dive right in. Well, you know, Meadowlark came about. I had heard stories of my great-grandmother Grace all growing up. My mother was very much raised by my great-grandmother on the ranch where my parents still ranch. And so I heard these stories growing up, and which ultimately inspired the book. This is one of the stories. This is one of the stories that I heard growing up. And as I was writing, actually, and after the novel was written, and I was really looking at, wondering, do I really start with this scene? Will anyone, you know, read the page 4 if I start with this scene? But that was really one of the scenes that was so strong in my childhood and had me wondering so much as an adult, and one of the big inspirations behind writing the book. And I thought we have to start with this scene, and so that was really how it came about.
Well, an important part of that is that Grace walks the rest of the way, so that mm-hmm. that provides mm-hmm. us with some insight that despite the struggle she's about to face, she's probably got the strength to survive them.
It does, and you know, ultimately, it is a story about a woman creating beauty in a life that inherently held almost none, and so it does give great insight into her character and into what is probably going to unfold in the rest of the novel.
Now, in reading some of the things that you've said about the book, you say that this you wrote this to answer some family questions, or to answer a family question. What was that?
Well, I had a question, and I had a question as one of the main characters in the book, who readers will discover is Paul, and Paul, you know, really lived, and I had some questions about Paul. And we were, when I was thinking about writing the book, I was standing with my mom in the ranch house, and we were folding the mountains of laundry that came with the three small toddlers and infants that I had at the time. And so I asked my mom this question about Paul, which I don't want to give away for those readers who haven't yet read the book. But I asked this question, and she held this little shirt aloft, and she stopped. And then she kind of smiled, and she looked at me, and she said, you know, I don't know, but I've always wondered. And so I wrote the book in the hopes of maybe answering that question the way I think it may have happened.
Now, how common do you think Grace's story is compared to other young women at this time in South Dakota? And we're talking about 1911 or so.
You know, I think Grace was very much a woman of her time, and actually of contemporary times, from what I hear from readers. But I think that life, in order to survive, you had to be so tough. And I think the women and the men, but the women of that time, they didn't make it if they weren't kind of extraordinarily tough. And I think her turning to the land, I know definitely the loneliness, the isolation, was very much a part of that time period. I'm amazed now when I'm on the ranch at the isolation, even now in the days of telephones and internet and all of that. And I know there were, you know, there were eras where she didn't go to town for 5 years. And so I think while maybe some of the particulars of Grace's life were unique, I think that the fabric of her life was very much the fabric of, was probably a common during that time period. We only know about some of these specifics, like I said, because she did tell my mom these stories, and mom passed them on to me. But I think she was very much a woman of that era.
Along with the stories that were passed down to your mother and then to you, there you also discovered that she'd kept some journals.
Yes, yeah, she did. And she, the journals were not necessarily filled with the details that came down through story. The journals were filled with poetry and her thoughts and birthdays and things that gave real insight into kind of some of the details of her life. Some of the, one of the words that people use to describe my grandma Grace, people who knew her, they say that Grace, she was a corker. And that very much also comes through in the journals.
And in your author's note at the very beginning, you mentioned something that your great-grandmother Grace had written, and that was, there was but one way to heaven for me, and that path went straight
mm-hmm.
through hell.
Mm-hmm. And she did. It did. Yeah, and that very much is was her path. And there was but one way to heaven, and it was straight through hell.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Dawn Wink about her novel Meadowlark, which takes place in western South Dakota in the early part of the 20th century. Tells the story of a young woman named Grace, who's based on Dawn Wink's great-grandmother, who was also named Grace. Now, you talk about her having to go through hell. That was, you mentioned the isolation, living out in that part of the country, but also going through suffering an abusive marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
The character of Tom, her husband, how much were you trying to help readers understand who he was and what might have made him the man that he was, to such a violent guy?
Oh, gosh. I think one of the things that at least I was intentional about and was important to me was to hopefully convey the complexity of not only a man like that, but the complexity of a life with a man like that. And one of as I was writing it, that was a great kind of concern of mine, is the actual, it was publishing this and the fact that it did have to do with our family. And when I first sent the manuscript to the publisher, the editor at that point, one of the things that she talked about was, it's important to convey the dimensions of a character like this. And so that was very important to me, was to convey those complexities, that it is not black and white, that it is not, oftentimes, and in fact, readers will say, why didn't she leave? And it's far more complex than that. And one of the things that I never actually anticipated in the year that I was writing this and thinking about how will this be interpreted, how will this be experienced by readers, one of the things that I never thought of was the potential for conversations and for healing and for understanding that has come from this, which has been really a gift to experience. The notes that I've received from readers now, who still will say, I thought I was the only one, or who still, or will say, I never understood. And so if that is an understanding or that is something that comes through in this story, then that's a great gift. When I was writing this novel, my mom knew I was writing, and she knew all along that I was working on this book, but she hadn't read anything. And then when I finished it, I bundled it up and I sent it off to her. And I had poured, probably a good decade of kind of my heart and soul into this book and the research and all of that. And so I bundled it up and I sent it off. And then I just held my breath for the next 2 weeks because I thought, what if she says there's no way you can publish this? And so 2 weeks later, after still holding my breath, I received an email from her, and she said, I'll call you as soon as I'm, as soon as I'm done sobbing. I love it. And then it was like my whole, once I knew it was okay with her, then I knew that no matter what happened with it in the world, that I had written the book that I had hoped to write and bring into the world.
Did you, in writing this book, feel a sense of responsibility then to Grace in retelling and fictionalizing her life?
Absolutely. Oh, I absolutely did. And, you know, and ultimately it is a novel. I mean, it's based on her life. There is, her life is threaded throughout. And, you know, the lives of other women are threaded throughout as well. And I felt a great responsibility that if I was going to write a book of the prairie and of the plains, to include the Lakota voice as well. And I felt a tremendous responsibility about that. And so there were, those women were with me as I was writing, and any hesitancy or any fear that I felt came from, am I doing them justice? And my greatest hope was that I might.
Now you mentioned the other characters, the other important characters that are Grace's friends. You mentioned the young Lakota woman, Daisy. Mm-hmm, there's also the rather, I guess I would describe it as kind of a plucky doctor, young female doctor.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, and May came into the book actually just as she came into the book just as she came into the scene. May was originally not, she was not going to be in this book. I knew Daisy and I knew Grace. And then May, literally, I was writing one morning, and I tend to usually write, you know, in the early morning hours, kind of between 4 and 6 before my family and the world awakes, and I write by candlelight. And I was writing and really actually focused on another scene. And all of a sudden she just kind of came bounding over the horizon. And flouncing, and you know, she didn't know how to ride at all, and so her skirts were flying, and she was loud, and she was ebullient, and she was everything that really, you know, the many of the stoicism of the prairie doesn't really hold in high regard. And there she was, and I just started laughing, and she came into the book, and she just kind of told me, I just May told me what she was up to, and I just wrote what she said and what she did.
And the other characters didn't always know what to make of her.
No, they didn't. Yeah, that's true. And one of the scenes, you know, she really doesn't know. She's from Boston, and she had, you know, had this whole other upbringing. And she comes to Grace one time in tears. Well, she came to Grace in tears many times because she just didn't understand. But one of the things that she came to Grace in tears, and she said, Grace, she's like, I hugged, and I forget who it was who she hugged, but she said, and she just looked at me kind of in horror. And Grace, at this point, knew May well enough, and she just laughed, and she said, May, you have to know somebody for decades, for generations, often before you can actually, you know, just freely hug. And so actually playing with that, with the prairie and the people of the prairie from an outsider's view, and from that experience, actually allowed me to highlight, and it wasn't actually intentionally, again, May just kind of told me what was going on, but it allowed me to highlight aspects of the prairie that that those who are born and raised or who live on the prairie just kind of take for granted, and it is what is, but to kind of highlight those for people who maybe weren't born and raised on the prairie.
Now, Grace's other friend, Daisy, the Lakota mm-hmm. woman, she's, I guess you could say, she's almost sort of the opposite in some ways.
Absolutely. And she
has an important role to play in Grace's survival.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she has an important role to play in Grace's physical survival. But also she, and that was a forbidden friendship, as it would have been at that time with my great-grandfather. And what she brings to Grace's survival and to Grace's world is this reality and this experience that Grace has never heard talked about. You know, one of the things that that Grace and Daisy do is Grace sews and Daisy beads. And while they bead and sew, Daisy tells stories. And she tells of, you know, her experiences at the boarding school. And this is something that Grace has never heard of before. And what was what's amazing and to me, and lets me know why I'm so grateful that I included this in the story, is there are still people in South Dakota, even of my generation and younger, who really don't, they haven't heard of the boarding school experience, and that's in living memory. And so she provides for Grace this other, the original voice of the prairie that is not a voice that was welcomed during that time period. And she opens up Grace's world of understanding, not only in history, but what it is to be a woman, what it is to be a woman of that time. She is the one who shares with Grace the idea of song. And which is where, you know, Meadowlark, I mean, that's where the novel ultimately got its name. It originally had a different title, and that came through so strong that ultimately I thought that there's only one title for this book, and it's Meadowlark. And when I Googled it, I was so grateful to find that it wasn't taken, because after that came to me, I thought, I don't know what I'm going to do if that title is already taken. But that is the story about how we do have to turn into our fears to keep our dreams alive. And Grace learns that through Daisy.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Dawn Wink about her novel, Meadowlark. You mentioned the Meadowlark, and there is a Meadowlark actually in the story. Grace mm-hmm. finds a wounded Meadowlark and nurses it back to health. And this is one of the few situations when we get to see her husband, Tom, more in sort of a gentle role.
Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, part of that complexity of this kind of a person who can be so violent and so cruel, and what can be and is so confusing for the people in that person's life, whether they be a spouse or a child or a parent, is they're not single-dimensional, and so they can have a gentle side, and so when that gentle side comes out, what it does, and what it does with Grace, is it makes the people around them doubt their own experiences with this person when they're violent, and it gives them hope that, well, if this person can be gentle in this instance, perhaps this person can be gentle always. And it's one of the reasons why people stay in those marriages, in those relationships. It's one of the reasons why children will defend a parent, even if that parent is violent, because they're not single-dimensional. And it was important for me to convey that as well, because that is the reality. And it does play out. You know, Grace, after she experiences that, she has such hope that perhaps things will change, and that gentleness will infuse the rest of their life, and that's the pattern.
We've only got a couple of minutes left here, Dawn Wink. I guess finally, did writing Meadowlark help you understand your family history? Did this help you, even though it's a fictionalized account, but did that help you kind of understand what your great grandmother went through and what that means for your family today?
I think Meadowlark, yes, and so very, very much more. Yes, it gave me great insight. You know, as I was writing Meadowlark, everywhere I went and everywhere I walked, and so much of that time I was walking the land and I was riding the land, and everything was kind of through Grace's lens. So yes, but that also expanded to help me understand so much more about kind of what it is to be a woman in the world, what it is to be a human being in the world, and hopefully what it is to create beauty in the world, even if that doesn't come naturally, the possibility of its creation is always, always there.
Dawn Wink is the author of Meadowlark. And Dawn, I want to thank you so much for joining us on Dakota Midday and sharing some insights into your book.
Carl, I was so grateful to be asked. Thank you so much for this time. Thank you.